Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Hello. Scanning the frequencies.
What's up?
I want that damn delay there in that thing. No, anyway, how are you guys doing tonight?
Not too bad. Wet.
Fabian is in his nice suit studio suite. Okay.
Yeah. Trying to get this thing to work. And I can't get the simulcast to work.
It's, why not?
I don't know. Let me refresh it.
Okay. Yeah, that might. Sometimes I'll tell you, I've been having problems. Like, it's so weird because I was, all these past couple of days, I've had one bar in this apartment right before the radio show. During a thunderstorm, my bar jumped up to four. I'm like, okay, that works, you know. Me and Carly went over to the Holistic Arapathy in Ambler today, my favorite store. I mean, this place is phenomenal. When I say they know what they're doing with everything.
I got it working.
All right, see, you did it.
Cool.
And so we were talking to the one girl. We were in there for I don't know, over an hour and a half probably. You know, just chatting. Carly was shopping and stuff like that. And we're gonna bring the box back next Monday. Okay, we're bringing the Frank's box over there. Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. That'd be kind of cool.
It's a perfect spot. I mean, really, it's got the crystals. It's got the, you know, I mean, it's got the vibe of the place is really good.
Right.
Yep. So Fabian's got the simulcast going on. And what else is going on tonight?
Oh, nothing much. Just sitting here in Knoxville. Had to leave early. And I'm here Knoxville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, the simulcast is not working again. I don't know what's going on.
Why?
That's because
I
don't know. I'm going to stop it on this end. I've actually got two channels set up. So
right.
See.
Okay.
Let's see if I can set it up on the other streaming channel. I hope so. Because we have fans. That, by the way, thank you, everyone, for who listens.
Yes.
All of y'all
you.
That listen to the show, we appreciate it. Technical difficulties, et cetera, at infinitum.
You know that happens, though. You know what I mean. You know that happens. So we can't even... You can't even, like, you know, there's nothing that we can do. We're trying. We're trying our best. I mean, we're having a storm go around us right now. Our lights flickered in our apartment. And me and Carly are like, uh-oh.
Wow.
Yeah, you guys have never had that. Not in that apartment.
Not in this one, no. But it's so weird, you know. I mean, just the weather. What do you – I look around and I'm like, we're living in the movie The Day After Tomorrow, and it seems like – you know what I mean? So – It does, you know?
Yeah.
I decided to do my song again and just take another better take at it. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah, of course.
Well, Fabian's doing that, we might as well, right, babe?
Yeah, of course.
Is he there?
Yeah, I'm here. I've got the simulcast working now. I guess there was a glitch because, see, I broadcast live from the house.
Mm-hmm.
And what ends up happening... If there's any kind of interference in the Wi-Fi from the house, then it will it'll wait until it dithers, which I haven't quite got to. I did an experiment the other day. Remember when we did, shout out to the Parasanctum podcast, when we did the Parasanctum podcast with Bobby, the live podcast? Hey, Bobby.
Bobby Gallo.
I grabbed I have a 300-foot Ethernet cable. from a long time ago that I pulled out because I noticed it was doing what it did to me and you, David and Lisa, when we were live.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it kept cutting out. So what I ended up doing, was just running the 300-foot cable and put the router, you know, the Wi-Fi connect, the Wi-Fi point. I hooked it directly up to the computer, and I noticed I was getting 1,200 Mbps. And I need to run. I need to drill a hole through the cinder block and run the wire into the back wall, and that will end all of that stuff forever. It's
right.
You're getting around to pulling all that junk out and drilling a hole.
Yeah.
Through the
wall. When you run like a straight Ethernet cable, I think you get better connection because you don't have the. You don't have the added atmospheric interference as you would with a Wi-Fi connection.
That's correct. And that's the problem. You got I'm subterranean, underground, and then you got that. Yeah.
And if you've got any spirits walking around your house, they might be interfering with your Wi-Fi too.
Yeah. And then I had to put all that stuff back up. And I'm like, just drill a hole in the wall.
Oh, my God. Seriously. Right? Oh, no.
How are y'all tonight? How y'all doing?
I'm good. You guys want to hear? Oh, wait. We have a phone call. I wonder
how already?
Oh,
cool.
Wow. That's delicious. Yeah.
Here's Lisa.
Hello. John.
Hello, man. Marano.
Yep.
I was just listening to all your technical difficulties, but I just wanted to chime in.
Thanks for calling, man. Appreciate
this is
it.
Joe Marano. Okay.
Hello,
Joe Marano. We have so many stories, do we not, Joe?
Oh my God. And I'm
serious.
I'm so furious right now after what I texted you.
Yeah.
With all
the misinformation
about Selma, it broke my heart.
Because I read most of it, but what was going on about what's misinformation that I missed on that?
All right,
elaborate a little bit.
My wife Amy likes to watch other paranormal stuff.
Yep.
And so just going through YouTube, I seen that there was a thing from Katrina and Heather at Selma, and I'm like, oh my God, so I got to watch it. I'm interested because I spent a lot of time and my soul
and
there,
work.
You know?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, so the opening credits come on, and it said that Andrew Porter was a captain of the Marines during the Revolutionary War, and I was like, are you freaking serious? There was the Marines didn't even exist then.
No, they did not. No, they did not.
But that
exactly.
was, and
no,
here
they
Katrina, Amy was telling me Katrina is the one that did the thing with the ghost hunters, dude. Oh my God, I wish
Brian
I remember
Cano.
All these names.
No, not Brian.
No, when we did the Olympia, me and Lisa did the Olympia with ghost hunters.
Right. Oh yeah.
So
Zach
was the only one that wasn't there. So it was a bald headed guy and the other dude. What's his name? What's his name? Well, anyway, Katrina did. Katrina's.
Or Jay.
No, not Nick. Nick.
Well, that's Jay.
It's
and
Nick.
Another guy. Nick, it was.
Wait,
Nick?
Is it Ghost Adventures?
Yes.
Is it Ghost Adventures?
Yeah. So Nick actually has his own show, and Katrina is on the show with him. So I'm saying to myself, well, she's well known. So why would they put false information? And then as they're hunting through the house, the thing that bothered me was they're making it like it was a bad haunt when that house is the most welcoming house in the world, you know?
Yes, you're right. Yes, you're right.
And
you're
the whole entire I watched all three things.
Oh, my God.
And they never showed the servants' side of the house. They never explained anything. But Bill Freeman was in the beginning telling us that what was the lady's name that lived in the house the longest?
Ruth.
Yes.
Ruth?
You know, that she would talk to him and she knocks and all that. And I'm going, this dude's crazy. We were there on every single night, you know.
I know. Well, you know that she used to Ruth Cornance used to come on through the box all the time to say hello. But I mean, like, you know, it's such a welcoming a welcoming place. There is nothing.
Right.
I slept there alone many times. You've slept there. We've been there many times. There's nothing there. And General Andrew Porter, okay, became a general after the Revolutionary War. But he also founded the Marine Corps, okay, with the two other guys. I forget their name, okay?
Yeah,
and
in the map room of the house.
In the map room of the house. The Marines did not exist during the Revolutionary War. They were created
right.
afterwards.
And
oh, my God.
Before
they
I
were
keep,
created
before
as
I keep
a product vetting, of the war.
Yeah, no.
Well,
said,
it was the
yeah,
beginning.
And,
it was the beginning
yeah.
of the talks of another corps. So instead of like a revolutionary kind of a thing or what they
right.
would call them, whatever, they wanted to start corps.
Right.
And the Marines was thought upon and talked about prior to becoming a Marines at Selma Mansion. And I want to thank you guys for letting me on the podcast. It feels good to vent.
No,
and I don't know anybody but Lisa.
Good. Yeah, Joe.
And
anytime you want to call in, call in.
Yeah, any
yeah definitely do that. Because we went through so much, and Joe did so much work at Selma. He busted his ass at Selma. Okay, like
well,
I remember putting
Selma.
In those,
Selma made me a believer. Fort? Selma and Fort Mifflin made me a believer.
No. Oh,
and
oh,
I,
yeah.
And I love history, so I mean,
mm-hmm.
it was
exactly.
the most incredible experiences I had in my life. But anyway,
and, you know,
the one thing that bothered me, Lisa, huh?
Is that what? What
the one thing that bothered me is that they were using the not the Frank's box, but what does everybody call it? The
which one? Ghost box? I mean the PSP.
Yeah, it's
PSP
basically
7?
The ghost box.
Okay.
And
yeah. mm-hmm.
and supposedly they didn't want to use it because they said that Nick from or not Nick, I'm sorry, Zach, I guess from Ghost Hunters.
Ghost
yeah.
I guess he's. I guess
Ghost
he's.
Adventures.
Yeah,
Ghost
Adventures.
Adventures.
I guess he was trying to patent
mm.
it in any way because I know Frank Sumption didn't patent the product, but I know where to. I know who
you're
originally
talking about,
did
wait.
It because of you.
Yeah, right, right.
So,
Frank's the original creator, but didn't Bill Murphy make the PSP-7? Isn't that
Bill Chapel.
Chapel. That's it. That's
yeah,
it.
Bill
Chapel.
Bill Chapel. Yeah. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, Billy
the thing,
Chapel was he was the tech guy for the Ghost Adventures crew.
Why wouldn't they use it? Everyone uses it. Everybody uses it.
Because
I guess
whoever this
exactly
girl Katrina, the girl Katrina was on yeah. and signed with Discovery Channel, I guess, at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
okay.
when the video was going on, so she was doing this as a side project. And from what I
right.
understand, she didn't want to use it because Discovery Channel owned rights to whatever she was doing. So,
oh.
which is bullshit because
that
everybody
no
should have
sense.
The freedom
yeah.
to use, yeah, everybody.
They
so,
do.
You
it's
gotta go on it.
Sold publicly. Publicly sold. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And remember
sold
what was
that,
the what was the store that we used to go to over in Mount Holly?
The Ghost Hunter store. Yep. Dave's store.
Yeah.
Mount Holly. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, Giuliano's store. Yeah, it's still running.
Yep.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. He used to sell them all the time. That was a
yep.
popular sell.
Mm-hmm.
I would have
I
bought
know.
Stock in it if it was
I
important,
know.
You know.
I know. I mean, like, but they sell them to the public. The public uses them publicly on TV and videos all the time. So,
all
know,
the
it's
time.
Patent because he made it. So that's his idea.
Right.
You know what I mean? Chappelle made it.
But they
right?
never they never
like,
mention his
you know?
Name, and that bothers me. Like
yeah.
in other words,
they don't
everybody
Bill Chappell's
should
name at all or Frank.
No.
When they use something,
Frank.
They should actually say where the history of it came from if they're going to use the product.
Exactly.
You know that. That's
mm-hmm.
how
and
I
that,
feel about
that,
it.
That you know, with
but,
any of the audio devices, they never give Frank Sumption any credit for it.
No, never.
Not
you never.
Not,
I
no,
never hear his
no.
name
except me. Except me.
Like, well, you, well, no, I know you do, Lisa, all the time. I mean, and the Frank's box is an incredible piece of equipment.
Yeah,
it is. And you know what? You know what made me a believer in the Frank's box, Lisa? When we did that Revolutionary House,
oh my
where,
god!
So this is an
Which
AM
one?
Frequency that it scans through. Remember the one we did over where the? I wish I remembered the names. I should have wrote all this
what,
shit down. But
was it the one? Where
so it was me.
Cigar factory.
That's me. That's
no, it was
Franconia?
It was that house with
Franconia?
The cellar. The house with the cellar, outside, the cold cellar.
Yes.
So remember when I said, I said, we have our first, because this was back in the day, I said we have our first black president of the United States, and all she heard was the N-word come over it. And I was like, oh, my God, they would never say that on AM radio.
No, they would not say that.
No.
And that was loud. And the other thing was, remember?
We were in an area where they would have said that then. That's what makes more sense. Yeah,
remember when Steve
would have said that then. Yeah.
I hate to bring his name up, but remember when Steve said something like
sociopath.
Mary had a little
He said
follow it. He said Mary had a little, and then all she heard was am I allowed to curse on this thing?
Yeah.
And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. On AM radio channels.
Do you remember how William felt about Steve?
Yes. Yes, he called him the thief and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yep, a whole bunch of other stuff. I mean, he was probably the one that added that line.
So,
I wouldn't know that.
I have a question for the two oldest members of the Pups team here.
Okay.
We're old.
You guys have both been to Gettysburg's battlefield, right?
Yes.
Have you had a chance as a team to investigate the Jenny Wade house?
Oh, my God. I did it in a separate group.
You did it. Yep.
And Lisa, if you guys go on Dawn's YouTube, Soulmates Paranormal, there's all kinds of EVP evidence of that.
If anybody wants to look them up, you got to look up Soulmates Paranormal, where Dawn and Joe have the whole thing going on, and they still got
it's all
there.
One word. It's all one word, Soulmates Paranormal.
Soulmates.
So there was a lot
Soulmates
in Jenny Wade's house,
mm-hmm.
And I remember hearing the old man in the basement, because the people that I went with, we were invited to go, and the one dude that we were with laid on the bed with the mannequin, and all you heard was, get off, bitch. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Like, plain as day. So we have that recording.
Oh,
that's on the web. That's on the YouTube site.
So somebody else pulled a Zach Bagans at the Jenny Wade house?
Way before Zach Bagan was known. Yes, this was maybe 15 years ago, 20 years ago.
Zach did his investigation there, and he climbed on top of that mannequin like he was...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's enticing. I mean, if you want to know something and you want to stir something up, how do you not do it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, incubus, succubus. Yeah, everything's a demon. Yeah.
Yeah,
I Zach. What's up, Joe? What do you know?
But out of all the places, me and Lisa and the group did, I think the most haunted,
mm-hmm.
besides Fort Mifflin, and Fort Mifflin felt like home to me. The most haunted place.
That's so home.
The most haunted place was the U.S. Olympia.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow, that's
interesting. That was really crazy.
We got this the strange. It wasn't like a freaky haunting, but we got Chinese voices that, when we interpreted it, it
mm-hmm.
kept saying help. Come to find out, that ship rescued Chinese crew members who died on the ship. And then remember, that's when the duck boat sank, and we kept getting duck boat stuff on our EVPs.
Oh, I remember that. Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, it was like 2 weeks later, and we're asking something, and the lady said, I don't float, duck boat, I don't float. That's all on the Soulmates Paranormal thing, too.
Yep, all of that is, oh, my God, that goes back. I mean, like, there's so many, I mean, you got, the fort's different, that's home, that's, we know them, you know, the whole over.
That was home, yes.
But that was crazy, yeah, that's home base right there. And, you know, I sent you, Joe, the link, I'm going back with, for an event, the slumber party. It's the Fort Mifflin slumber party with our
the sleeping with the ghosts
friends. Yeah, but this is called. But this one is different because it's Palmerton area paranormal society, and it's Larissa. Hi, Larissa, and her husband Alan. They have a group, but they're all veterans.
Okay.
This is good.
I haven't been there in so long.
Oh, my God.
I want to go back just to see if I can catch anything. And let me tell you guys something.
Oh,
who
you're walking in and be like, hey, Joe.
I'm going to tell you a secret about Fort Mifflin is the most activity you'll get is during the daytime.
I know that. I agree. 100%. Yep. It sure is. Yes, it is. You could be
because
in there,
that's when everybody lived back then. They didn't really, and then I don't understand this about paranormal stuff. When you go hunting and all that stuff, everybody does it at night, and that drives me up a wall because most of the stuff, like when we did Pennhurst and all the other places, it was always during the daylight that we got the most activity.
Right.
I understand when you're in the dark, your human defenses come up, but that's not the time that people live the most. They always live during the daylight and slept during the night. And if everyone took that
See,
account, they would actually get more during the day.
Well,
yeah,
I can kind of defend investigating at night because night is generally quieter, so you might be able to hear more than as opposed to during the day when there's road noise and there's a lot of traffic and there's the hustle and bustle of everybody living out there, living their lives. So you're going to miss what spirits might be trying to tell you during the day.
Right.
So I experimented with that.
Can I add to that?
What? Go ahead. Go. That's my cousin,
hey,
Joe, right there.
Yeah, what's up, Joe? I'd like to add to that based on, what's up with Joe saying that? There's actually a correlation between locations. Well, when you think about what went on in life when they were alive and living,
there's
a lot of more activity in some places where they were going through their daily lives, and it would have been during the daytime that they were doing most of their activity. So that could easily translate into more activity during the day at some particular location.
You're absolutely right, because I experimented that theory with Fort Mifflin, because during Fort Mifflin, in the daytime, you would get friendliness, but at night, when they would get bombarded with cannonballs because you strike at night, that's when you'd hear a screaming woman or you'd hear cries and stuff like that.
God.
Oh, yeah, we talked about the screaming woman, didn't we?
I think when I was there in February, the energy was amazing, and the only foul mouthed individual that came through was the judge.
Of course,
he was talking to Greg.
Greg O'Brien was there, and he said something. Shout out to Greg. There was these two older people just came in to see what was going on, and he literally went, "Fuck you!" And the boss looked at the boss, and they went, "Oh my God, that's not AM radio."
Obviously not.
Oh my God! No, but
when Lisa and I used to do a lot of different things in different places, we would actually, to get good EVPs, we would actually just hold a normal conversation because spirits just want to chime in. That's when we got the most EVPs, when we talked amongst ourselves regularly, especially in Gettysburg.
That on Frank's bus.
When we were in Gettysburg,
remember
the covered bridge? And we would just talk normal, and next thing you know, we listened to the EVPs, and it was crazy with people asking us questions.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh my God. Like they joined in.
And
we used to do music at Selma. Remember, we did the music at Selma. We would incorporate all of that into each investigation. Everything.
Right.
It was
normal
things.
I look at it in the same way. You know, if you're just carrying on your own life and you're chatting and you've already acknowledged the spirit energy and spiritual presence at any location, just do your thing, because when you start to interrogate the spirits, they're going to be quiet.
Yes, exactly.
No,
and that's what drives me up the wall about these shows, because the first thing they say is, there anybody here with us? And that bothers me so bad, because no matter where you go on this planet, there's somebody with you. And all you got to do is sit there and be chill and have a normal conversation and let them talk to you.
They talk, they like, well, you're familiar with Walter, and then they chime right in when they just join in, and they're funny.
Walter always Walter always gave us the heads up on who's there and where they're at.
I know. Mhm. Exactly.
That was always crazy too.
Bring them in. Oh, we're still doing that. Yesterday we were running. Me and Carly were running the box, and during that session, all I hear is, "Wait a minute," and I'm like, and that, he's talking to somebody else, and I don't know who they are. Because I don't recognize the voice, and next thing you know, he's like, "No, you're a ghost." I guess, you know, letting them know that they have to cross over. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you know, like something like that. But yeah, it's gotten even weirder, Joe. I mean, really weird. Okay, really weird. Like, you know, they join in on conversations, and still the same people.
Right.
It's still the same crowd, William, Walter, everybody's the same crowd. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know, but I think that when you investigate, the minute you provoke, if it was me or any of you guys and somebody would start provoking me and I was a spirit trying to talk to them, I'm either going to get pissed off and throw something at them or I'm going to walk away and say nothing.
Right.
Well, that's
exactly.
One thing
right.
I respect. I respect about the group mm-hmm. that I was in. We never provoked. Mm-hmm. We were always out
That's
for
right.
questions
sure.
and truth and to see
yeah,
what anybody
go.
Else could say, you know.
Oh,
and history. We
yeah.
always wanted to know
yeah.
the history. Did you tell
yeah,
your
yeah.
guys
yeah.
that we found out that there were servants buried on Selma Manson's parking lot?
Oh, my God.
Has that
no,
ever been
I
out?
Have not. No, of course not, but there is.
And
remember, we got an interview. We had the interview and everything with the people that were there. And yeah. A cemetery.
And we were so close
property.
To having the college
mm-hmm.
scan it, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then when we saved the prison, even though the prison wasn't too active, we still got a lot of stuff
well,
out of that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
With the township.
I shout out to Josh Shapiro for getting us in there and fixing the 95 bridge. All right, but
oh, yeah.
Is that who was in
a,
at the time?
Yeah.
Badass.
That, wait, we investigated with him. You realize,
yeah,
that
was awesome. That was a great place.
I know.
You want to talk about
exactly.
two sections of history from
oh,
Civil War era
God.
To the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And it split
know,
off just by the way that the jails looked, you know.
And remember
the raccoons?
The walls?
Oh, yeah. The raccoons were watching us. The whole family.
Yeah, at least it wasn't the birds.
No, nobody knew what it was at first.
Yeah, well, all we saw
we
was
like,
eyes,
oh,
a whole
yeah.
bunch of set of eyes,
yeah.
and we were all freaked out. And then when we looked at the video, it's just raccoons following us around watching us. That was crazy.
Oh, that was crazy. I mean, the place is still here. But, I mean, I wish they would restore it and open it up as a concert venue. It would be perfect.
Yeah, that would be good.
It would be. That parking lot in the back and on the side, that would be a
well,
good
that's where
place
we started,
to do concert.
That's where we started the parades from. Remember walking through the streets of Norristown
yeah.
going, your house is haunted,
yep.
bring out your dead.
Yeah.
Bring out the dead.
Oh, my God.
That was funny.
Oh
people And actually, people would run up to us and say, can you investigate my house? It's haunted. Like Philly,
yeah. yep.
anywhere in Philly and outside of Philly.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Philly suburbs. It is.
People are so used to it, they don't know what to do, you know.
Yeah, and you know what? True, it's very true. I know that Carly's mom had asked me to go over to her mother, one of her friends' house. I'm going to be doing it soon. I don't know when, with the box for that exact reason. They live close to here, so see, there you go. It is. Oh, you know where I live now, Joe.
Where at?
Oh my God!
You said you live behind Selma.
Yes, approximately 544 feet away from it. Right
yep.
next to Selma Estates in the forest of. 450 Forest, right on Selma. I'm in right between Marshall Street and Airy. I'm right there. Right. Like,
are you still involved with Selma at all? Are you still involved with them?
Not really. I would love to be involved with Selma because I miss all the other stuff that we used to do. Like the history stuff isn't there, and then it really needs it because, you know, that helps. That helps. It helps.
Whatever happened to the Historical Society and all the people
there.
That were involved
I
with that?
I don't know who's on the board now, so I don't know. You know, but
how many times I was up there and I wanted to make a visit just to see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amy's a little, she doesn't want to go in, but she wants to, I'm just saying.
Why doesn't she
want
to go in?
I showed her the house. Well, she's,
yeah.
It's not the same.
I know.
So
I actually wanted to go up there.
And
yeah.
It's a shame because that was
up.
A great place.
I'll get a hold of Russell. Maybe Russell.
Is he still
around? Open the door for us. He's still the president of the Preservation Society, so I can always get a hold of him. Yeah, maybe he'll let us in. You know what I mean? Because I'm right there, so when you're here, you know what I mean? Well, when you're coming,
right.
Let me know. And, you know, we can get in there. You know, I was there for like two of the events. I missed the last one because we had things we had to do. I forget what it was, but we were out and about. And you know who I live with?
Who?
Joe. Carly.
Carly, why is it? Is that the girl that
Jade's best friend? Jade's best friend. Yes.
Oh my God! Small world.
I know. It's mine. Her
and she was the smart kid with glasses.
Yes, and she still is. She's
still is.
Yep.
Wow.
So really
where's
cool.
Mikey at?
Yes. Mikey was here, living here, but then he decided to move in with his girlfriend too. He's only like right here.
Okay.
On Germantown Pike, so he's really close, and he's working full time at Arby's, so
right.
He's sitting out here a lot. You know what I mean? So between that
right.
And making music, he's fucking busy.
Hey, you
want to? You know, but
I don't know if you want to hear something funny. So
yeah.
Ian's going to be 19 in August, and he's a physics major. He's a physics major. Like, where the hell did that come from? The kid is smart.
Good
he's scientifically and mathematically smart.
I'm
and
not. Look at him though.
The kids are dying to go to Selma. You guys were at the fort together, right?
Yes, and yes. Well, not Devin, just Ian and his friend Michael.
Yeah.
And Dawn, me, and our friend Nick. He came up. He's from. Oh my God. Do you remember, shout out to Nick, what's up, Nick? Do you remember that picture from the fort that somebody got of the Revolutionary War soldier that we used to show all the time, that the kid took?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that
what's he look like him?
No, that same kid is the one who took the picture. Wait a minute. When I started talking, and all of a sudden I'm like, wait a minute. And he remembered Mikey because they used to play at the fort together during the reenactment.
Right.
And stuff.
Right.
So he's a fort kid. So he was there too. Yep. So he's it's crazy.
Do they still have the reenactments?
Oh hell yeah! You know it. They do. Yes, they do. They got more than that now. They got the Renaissance Fair. They got the they had a rave there last year. A rave.
I haven't been here in years.
Yeah.
They had an event coming up on the 4th too.
Yep, well, of course. Yep. They always
well, I'll be
that.
I'll be working. You know me.
Yeah.
I got 4 years to go till I retire, so
I know, man.
And right now with the
too.
Right now with the atmosphere, now's the time to be at the
I
fort.
Know.
Remember when we did the hurricane and the Coast Guard came over and hung out with us?
I remember.
Because they what was that? Was that Hurricane Sandy? Or was that Hurricane Ian?
Oh, I don't know, Ian. I forget which one. Sandy was in 2012, right? Maybe it was that one. Wait, was it?
Maybe it was that one because we had the overnight
Sandy,
that night.
I was in New York.
Mm-hmm. What year was that?
We had the overnight. We had the overnight.
Yep.
And the Coast Guard was there, and we were like, go ahead, I'm listening.
No, I was going to say, I think I was in New York in 11 or 12, and I think that's when Sandy hit.
It's 2012 for Hurricane Sandy.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
so
it had to have been then.
Yep.
Because
everybody
paid to get in, and the Coast Guard, who they brought up everything, all their boats from Cape May, they brought them up to the
Army Corps
Engineers, which is docked right next door. And next thing you know, we have all these servicemen in there, and we were like, if nobody minds that they didn't pay, can they stay? And everyone was in agreement. So what we did was we used the Coast Guard to go into all the little cubby holes that nobody would go into because there was tons of camel crickets and mud and all. Them guys went in there with no fear. Remember that?
Camels. Okay, I got to ask. What the hell is a camel cricket?
It is the ugliest. It is the ugliest cricket you'd ever want to see. But they're called camel crickets. They have the high hind legs. They look like it. Looks like a marble with legs. But they were all over the fort back then.
Okay.
So we got them guys to go into all the cubby holes around the fort walls that nobody would go into because there's so much water.
Yes.
And trade, they could come and investigate for free. Oh, it was terrible.
Do you remember how we used to walk through the playground and sink? That was crazy. Because when the fort floods, it floods. It's on the Delaware. So, oh my God.
Remember, that was the memory.
Yes, we did.
We did the cleanup after the hurricane, and we found 3 5-gallon buckets of needles out in the water. We were just picking them off with the tweezers, and we filled 3 5-gallon buckets full of needles, syringes.
Out. Yep, yep.
That and tennis balls.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Tennis balls galore.
Tennis balls. I know. I don't know why. Why? Yeah, that was I came from the Delaware, obviously. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but still,
that's why I would never swim in it.
Oh,
but that fort's amazing.
That fort is the best. It's the best place in the world when it comes to. And it's still, of course, Lorraine and Wayne are wellness since they get retired. Do you know what I mean? I talked to Lorraine the other day on the phone for like 2 hours. I love her. And but it's not the same, but it's still the fort. And that energy has not changed from the spirits in the fort at all.
Do you realize when we used to do the conventions, right? And I learned all that history about the fort from volunteering all that time. When we did the conventions and held the raffles, how many kids and how many parents that I used to talk to that never heard of the fort before, which is so incredibly,
I know,
so horrifically wrong because it was such a big part of history. Even on the Jersey side with Red Bank, they were in cahoots, and we stopped how many people from resupplying, the British in Trenton, and they never brought it up in history books, and that's incredibly
Because the fort was seized, so they didn't, but the fort saved America because it's the only reason why George Washington made it to Valley Forge, and that's a fact.
Yes, exactly. It gave them an escape route.
Since it was seized. I know.
But so many people died, and I would hate to think of them dying in vain. That's why whenever we did the conventions, I made sure people at least heard of the fort so they could look it up on their own because, cell phones were around back then and all. And it got a lot of people interested.
Yep.
How much did I raise for the fort that day? $800?
Oh,
something like that?
Yep, I do remember. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just in the raffles alone.
I know.
That was just the fort because I raised a lot of money for Selma, too.
We did a lot that place, mm-hmm. A lot.
Even when we did Gettysburg, were like, "I've never heard of it."
We opened.
Yeah, you guys as a team were the ones that opened Selma up, weren't you?
Yes, Pups opened Selma up. Okay.
Well, Lisa was.
I did, but Joe and Dawn came and right after. I mean, like literally to the first event, right?
What?
So
was that sweet?
Yeah,
we applied.
Yep.
We applied to the
right
group.
Yep, right away. You were think a shoe in immediately, though. It was like the fever is not even a doubt. You know what I mean? And this was just, but it just, we did a lot of good, and that's what is supposed to be done. We're supposed to respect the history and use the history and the paranormal together as a team because that's, you've got to know history. History is the forefront of everything, and you got to get the history
right.
Well, did you watch the Jack Osborne at Fort Mifflin?
No, I didn't know they went there.
He did a show. All right, you have to look it up. But the hysterical thing is that when they showed the picture of William Howe, which no one has, right? They showed General William Howe from the Revolutionary War.
He wasn't a general.
No,
he was an escapee.
He wasn't even alive.
right.
All right. general health. I mean, like, that's the British side. Oh, you know what I'm saying. It was, it didn't
right.
I laughed. I couldn't help it. But like, they did. And but otherwise, now it was okay. But still, oh, by the way, guess who got a picture of William?
Oh, yeah?
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. Guess who got two pictures of William? I got one picture in 1862, and I got one picture of William in 2018. How's that for? Yep.
What,
I'm
just
show
like,
him
like a mirage or?
I'll send it to you.
One's an actual historical I've seen.
One's an actual
right.
picture of William in the regiment, and the other one is the picture I walked out when I was in Park Elmville, and I said, "Hey, William, jump in one of the pictures for me," and took a picture and forgot. So
then is that the one
the
that I seen where?
Order.
Is that the one you sent me that was against the tree?
Yes, that's
and it.
It
was just
okay,
it, yes,
it.
I got. I still have
no,
it. That was
okay,
amazing.
I have the other one to compare now, and it's identical.
Okay.
All right, so it's really, it's going to be a very big thing. You know what I mean? But
you know,
the thing is that yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know if you know or not, but I've saved on my laptop the remember the black silhouette of the man in the kitchen of the Olympia,
oh,
the shadow man.
You did?
I have that.
Oh, God.
And I have
very
oh.
cool.
And I have
shit.
three different faces from when we did Penhurst during the day. Remember I took
oh,
them pictures
God,
and they
I
looked
remember.
Like aliens.
Mm-hmm.
They looked
I
like a little boy
that.
Alien because their eyes
oh,
were like stone
mm-hmm.
black.
Yep,
I also
I
have
do remember.
That Revolutionary House that we did with Steve and all them,
mm-hmm.
the one that I was talking
mm-hmm.
about earlier, I still have the Civil War
yes.
soldier pointing a gun at me in the doorway.
Oh, yeah? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's
I can't,
so much.
I can't show people
so
them
much.
Because they're going to – when people see pictures,
right.
they automatically think you're a fraud. And it cracks me up because I always tell people,
no.
I was there.
No.
I mean, I'm not a liar.
Yeah.
And everyone knows I'm not a liar. And I'm like, I didn't
exactly.
know those things were happening until I went back and zoomed in on stuff. So I kept the originals. And I kept cropped versions.
Gun. There you go.
Yeah, that was
oh,
amazing.
I'm glad you did.
I'll always have
just
those
like
pictures.
I mean, yeah, I know. I got some. I only have, like, the picture of William. I mean, like, a couple others I'm unsure of, but and I got one other one when I was in Perky. I don't know who the fuck that is standing in between.
Well,
it's always by trees. I don't know why. But they're standing
one day
there.
When I get a chance,
yep.
I'll send these pictures to you so you have them too.
Oh, you got to. Oh, my God. Because
you
know,
were there with me, so
remember.
You know.
I know. Uh-huh. No, we didn't see nothing, right, at that point.
No, you never
did
do.
No, there was nothing. There was no,
a,
exactly.
And
we didn't see anything.
It's always after the fact.
At all. Yeah, I noticed.
See,
so that was,
just
yeah.
like
when you. I think
just
if
like,
you're expecting it. Then you're going to freeze when you actually see something with your own eye, and you're not going to get that picture. But if you're just snapping
you
pictures.
Even, yep. And then you have to go back and review it in order to see it.
Right.
It's when you're not. Yeah. That's when you're
not. Well, Fabian, how many do you have, like, a total of all the years, the photos?
Photos? Oh, I've got quite a few. They're just,
okay.
a lot of them, I've just had to, you know, you got to kind of parse through them and make sure it isn't. You know,
yeah.
the light hitting the lens a certain way, like a flare, or sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's your own shadow and you don't realize that the light's hitting
right.
your body from a certain way, and then it comes off like it's something paranormal. Or the further back in time, you know, the old pixels problem where it
right.
looks
oh,
a little distorted.
God.
So you got to really, out of all the pictures I have, there's not as many as I would want to be paranormal, but the ones that are, they are the best, and
I know.
They are
yep.
just in your face, hey, this is paranormal, man. This is something
right.
that isn't supposed to be there.
Right.
And those are beautiful. Those are beautiful Easter eggs when you can get them.
I got a
oh,
few.
Oh, yeah, tell me about it.
Outside of the Bowen Building, Peoria Asylum, of some weird goofy looking mist, and a couple inside too around certain people.
Oh, around
okay.
people. That's weird, really weird. You know what?
Yeah.
That's weirder. Hey, Joe, and
yeah,
Ian and David. Do you want to? I'm working on a song. You want to hear
yeah.
it? It's shitty as
yes.
a fucking recording, but you want to hear it?
Yeah, I want to hear it. Play your music, woman.
Joe, you
want
to
hear
it?
I heard you say you were going to play it before I called. So.
Okay,
I was listening
well,
a little
I'm
bit.
Play it now. Yep, I'm going to play it now. It's only 3 minutes
okay.
and 13 seconds long, I think. Yeah, okay.
On a guitar?
Might not have glasses. Yep, it's just starting. For the horrible recording because I had my phone in the app. Yep.
No, it sounds
that
good.
That was really good. That was awesome.
What did you think?
Man.
You know what?
That was cool.
After all these years, you still favored a G string. You know what I mean?
you know, yep.
That was kick ass.
I don't have any recording stuff, though, so it's hard.
I was waiting for Mikey to sing some Stone Temple Pilots or something in the background.
Oh, my God. Have you even heard his stuff, Joe?
No.
Have you heard any of Mikey? Oh, my God. Wait, we got to find it. Tavian, we got to find it.
Yeah.
Wait, let me find
I've,
it.
I've seen some of his stuff on YouTube.
Play Fairy Tale for him.
I'm
going to
play it. I just got to find it. Where the hell is it?
Yeah,
oh,
Joe,
wait,
you're
going
to love Fairy Tale.
Is this
Mikey's stuff or your stuff, please?
It's Mikey. This is Mikey. Pure Mikey.
I'm just like, is that the only one we have? All right, wait.
No, we got the Fresh Air one, too.
Okay, we got Fairy Tale.
I was actually shocked to see him play with Dreams Band.
Oh, I know.
With Whiskey Grins.
And he did good. I know.
Yeah,
he did. Really good with that. I know.
He did.
Play with anybody. That's it. All right, this is his song, Fairy Tale, and I love this one. All right, this was really
right.
the one. I love this song. I mean, it might sound crappy, just like I said, the recording. aren't that great, but here's some better.
He's like a little Lane Staley. He's like Lane Staley Jr. It cracks me up. The kids
God.
Always had
yeah,
some
Mikey's,
talent with him, you know?
Where are the
he's
boys at?
He's fucking amazing.
Are the boys home?
Yeah, he's great.
Joe, the boys home?
Ian's working. Devin's somewhere in his room or something.
Ah, well, you tell him I said hi. All right, whenever
okay.
you can. All right, well, tell him that I said hi. I'm really glad you
sure
called
thing.
In. I mean, seriously. Thank you. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
This won't
yeah,
be the first
absolutely.
Time.
It's amazing, but, you know, talking to a longtime member of Pups that I haven't met yet.
Well, this won't
actually,
be the first time.
Them,
I got stories to tell. I'll call back again.
Oh, my God, Joe. We are talking so many stories. Remember happened in Selma with the kids? Remember you heard the kids crying? Remember? In Selma, was it the kids you heard when you were doing the wait in Selma?
Oh, so
oh my God!
That's when we were all there, and everybody decided to go out for a cigarette, and it was 4 o'clock in the morning, and I was already tired because I got done work at 11, had to drive all the way over there. So I said,
right.
"All right, 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to go upstairs and collect all my gear." And I was the only one in the house, and when I went up to the third floor. I laid down on the steps because I was beat tired, and I heard that little boy and that little girl giggle from the children's room, and it was so distinct.
Right on.
And but it didn't scare me.
Right on.
I got up, and I, as a father, I said, "You kids need to go back to bed." And I came down pale as a ghost because I look at it this way. I look at it this way. When you guys were all outside smoking and I came out, I said, "You know what? This house welcomes me because they didn't growl. I just got giggled at by kids."
Right.
So
if they growled,
I would have probably peed my pants on the steps right there. But they giggled. So I said to myself, "I'm welcome." I felt that overwhelming feeling of being welcome somewhere. I was like, they know me.
Yes.
So that was the most incredible
exactly.
experience I ever had in that house because it was kids.
I know.
And they giggled.
That's crazy.
And I didn't even tell a joke.
That's,
But they probably thought, look at this guy laying down on the floor, and
they were laughing at the old man laying on the steps. It was like, uh-huh, Grandpa's tired.
Remember Thomas
Yeah,
Knox?
And I'm,
oh,
that was amazing.
The Thomas Knox, the guy coming up the back, always came up the backside of the steps.
Yep.
I don't know why. Oh, my God, yeah.
To avoid us.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yes, exactly.
That was such a great place. If you take a positive attitude anywhere, you're going to get a positive attitude back, you know?
That's right.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And we did. Too many people don't do that, and too many people don't know history, and they really should keep their mouth closed if they don't know history.
Right.
Yeah,
but
you shouldn't go to a location not knowing about the history. They really shoot themselves in the foot when they investigate if they don't understand where they're at, you know?
Or at least go into it.
If you only know part of the history and then change it.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's another one that gets on my nerves royally.
Yeah.
I always like to go in not knowing anything and feeling it out.
There you go.
And then you know what questions to bring.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So this way you don't go in blindsided.
That's definitely a good way to do it.
I'd like to have locational history, but not paranormal history.
Right.
See, I don't want to know what other teams have captured. I don't really want to know what other teams feel is in the place. I want to know
you
want to
have your own thing
that you can record.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, and if you can get one name out of history that says, okay, this person lived between, you know, this time and they actually passed away in the house, okay, fine. That's an actual human. You have an actual name.
But
and if you happen
they don't
to
have
get
to pass away in the house. They do not
right,
have
but,
to pass away in the house. Okay.
But if you
they don't.
But if the person was living and they're attached to that location and you happen to get that name through EVP or any other response, then you can tie paranormal and full history together and it's like, okay, that's
yes.
real.
That's what we
yes.
did. That's what we did.
And
the
nice,
go ahead, Ben.
The nice thing is
the approach.
If you go into a house and you go in blind and you feel like it's a comfortable place and you just sit there and listen and feel it out. And then you go back again because you can't just go to one place one time. You have to go back a lot of times.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
just like living people, in order to communicate, they have to trust you too.
Right.
So you get a communication going. And then the more you go, the more trusting you are, and they feel you like you feel them. Then that's when you get your questions going, and then that's when you get your names, and then you can start looking up history and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's just a whole process. Not a lot of people go by a process.
Yeah.
They just go by.
That's when the spirits decide to turn a human into a spiritual experiment.
Mm-hmm. But the whole thing is you just can't go in. You want to know a little bit, but you don't want to know too much.
I want to know the history.
And you can't know too
people.
Much. That is so true.
No, you can't.
Right.
No, you can't know too much or you're never going to know anything in the long run. You know what I mean, right? I'm serious.
Well, No. I'm going by Joe's canvas. Joe's saying to go into a place with a blank sheet. And if you go into that location knowing too much, then you're going to start to come up with your own assumptions about what's going on.
Oh, yes.
That's
of
what I'm
course.
Talking
yes.
about.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's a conflict.
I know what you're saying.
It makes it a conflict of interest.
I just want to know the history of the location.
Right.
The
right.
Very smart,
you
know? Joe.
You
thanks.
Get the,
I'm going to use that on my next investigation.
Do it. I mean, you know.
I haven't done it like that in a long time.
Yep, and
you got to think logical. A lot of people just want to go in for their quick experiences. They don't think logically, and that's what hurts a lot of groups because they go in
a lot of
either too many or
paranormal thrill seekers.
Yes, exactly. Thrill seekers is what it is. It's turning into a tourist trap if it gets too exciting, you know. And you can't have that. You want the history
to
live.
Defeat it.
Yes, exactly. I don't know. People tend to ruin things, but we are out of time here, so I got yelled at by Blog Talk Radio lady. All right, so if you
good talking to you, all.
All right, thanks for calling in, Joe.
Yeah, call back anytime.
Call me.
All right.
And talk more, and I'm going to try to get you up here. All right. All right. You know what I mean?
We'll
get together. All right.
Check.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you all.
Take care, Joe. Thank you.
All right, guys. Everybody's going at the same time, so we're going to say good night right now. Thank you, Fabian. Thank you, David. Thank you, Joe, for calling in. And we will see you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Right, thanks.
Tune in next Monday, 8 o'clock.
Tune in next Monday.
LiveParanormal.com.